In jazz, blues, and swing, women have proven themselves creative, skillful, and equal to men as composers, arrangers, instrumentalists, and singers. Through the classic jazz and swing eras, women were consistently more popular and innovative as singers. Every big band, swing outfit, and dance band had a girl singer. Inspired vocalists like Bessie, Ella, and Billy completely revolutionized song in the 20th century. But only gradually did women succeed as band leaders and instrumentalists. They began as a scant handful on records in the 20s, most notably Lovey Austin and Lil Hardin Armstrong. In the 30s, females were the few talented exceptions, such as bandleader Blanche Calloway, trumpeter Valeda Snow, or the Melodeers Big Band. By the 1940s, women like guitarist Mary Osborne, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and Mary Lou Williams had proven themselves to the public and to their male colleagues. A handful of women began to emerge, succeeding against difficult odds as skillful instrumentalists, bandleaders, composers, and arrangers. Women like the fabulous International Sweethearts of Rhythm, pioneering bandleader and singer Blanche Calloway, and arranger-composer Mary Lou Williams. If you'd like to get to better know some of these remarkably talented women of jazz, I've posted a new page at the Jazz Rhythm website featuring links, photos, music clips, and articles at jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot, big step, also one word, .com. Here's Mary Lou Williams performing live in 1977. During the boogie craze, she wrote and arranged for Benny Goodman a tune called Roll'em, celebrating the finest proponent of piano boogie, Pete Johnson. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.